Today we have a special topic, and Keisha L. Jackson is an Air Force retired veteran and family caregiver, and she has with her Dr. Nguyen Tran, a chiropractic specialist. And today's discussion is going to be talking about caregiver self-care. So, you know, the caregivers themselves need some care as well, right? So, Keisha, why don't you take us all away?
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Arnold, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, yes. It's a much better year than 2021, 2020. Yeah. So 2020 is in hindsight.
Yeah, I'm definitely believing that.
Yeah.
I wanted to have this this topic on with Dr. Tran today. Often, like you talk about caregiving, care for the caregiver is very, very, very important. Mm-hmm. And often when you're in caregiving, you don't get the opportunity to care for yourself. And a lot of times it isn't until after you have cared for the person that you're caring for that you realize that you didn't care for yourself. So I wanted Dr. Tran to come on. You see his bio is very,
yes.
Very
extensive.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I wanted him to talk a little bit about, you know, caring for the caregiver, maybe some of the experience that he's had in a chiropractor, in the field of it, being around caregivers and just, you know, different things like that to be able to provide some information to.
Great. Yeah, with that, I'm gonna actually read his bio a little bit because he really has a very, very interesting bio. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Tran escaped from Vietnam by boat when he was 12 years old after 4 years as a Vietnamese refugee in a camp in Hong Kong. He came to the United States. After high school, he received a bachelor's in biology, then attended National University of Health Sciences in Illinois. Dr. Tran acquired his certification in acupuncture, is proficient in spinal rehabilitation, and advanced chiropractic techniques. That is a remarkable history, Dr. Tran. So we are so lucky to have you. And maybe you can tell us what's this whole thing about the caregiver needs the care as well.
Thank you, Keisha. Thank you, everybody, for having me today. Well, first of all, let me give myself introducing to my mother passed away from cancer 21 years ago. I was 24 years old, so I had to care for my mother for a while. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I was just a third-year college student, so I didn't know much about caregiving. And I went through a lot of emotional stress, and I had nobody mm-hmm. to help me. Mm-hmm. And then also recently, I met Keisha, and also I am currently treating one of my friend's mother who had a massive heart attack last April. So she was, she's paralyzed right now. She's in a wheelchair. And I actually had to come to her house to take care of her. And I noticed that she needs a lot of help. But at the same time, her caregiver, there's like three ladies that I see, you know, alternate from day to day. And they in their 60s, and they need a lot of help because a lot of time they don't know how to care for themselves. The way they carry her, the way they transfer her from the wheelchair to the bed. Mm-hmm. I look at them, I was like, oh, my God, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to hurt mm-hmm. your back. Mm-hmm. So when Keisha talked to me about a caregiver, I think they are one of the ones that need the most help, and they don't get enough of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. one of the things that we have to think about is when we start doing caregiving, we have to plan out for ourselves. It's not going to be in a couple of days, a couple of weeks. Sometimes it go on for months or years.
Right. Yeah, and this sometimes happens. It happens suddenly, so it's not like you're going to get any training or a course in how to take care of your relative or friend or and it's being a caregiver that in the general population, people don't have that training, right? As they're trying to deal with this thing that just happened to pop up in their life, and now they don't know what to do.
Absolutely. And like I said, a lot of time it had to do with guilt. Let's say. You know, when you care for somebody and you get tired, get fatigued, because you're like anybody, we all have 24 hours, we only have so much energy, mm-hmm. and we all have our own issue to deal with.
Yes.
Now you have to deal, you have to help an extra person and do everything for them. But then, in a way, you know, at the beginning, you use your adrenal gland, you push your, like, a saving, you know, to help out. But then eventually you never recharge your battery, and then you drag on mm-hmm. too long. Your body actually become physically and mentally exhausted. So it's extremely to make sure, you know, when somebody's in the situation, first thing you have to look at your overall situation and sit down and say, okay, this is something going to go on for a while. So we have to change the lifestyle. We have to change the way we take care of our body. And for caregiver in general, but for all of us in at a whole, we human beings are one of those selfless beings that you care for everybody else but yourself.
Yes, yes.
Right? So when it comes to your loved one, you're like, oh, my God. But you have to understand you are a human being. The human is a machine that have the ability to heal, but like anything else, it had a battery. It drained out. So if you don't recharge the battery after a while, the battery itself dies.
Yeah,
And like I said, on the plane, you know, you have to put the oxygen mask in for yourself first, right, before you help others. So same thing, if a caregiver break down, what happened?
Yeah, you're left with a terrible situation. Yeah, yeah.
I was there, and then now I see the people that I work with, and I see how exhausted they get. When Keisha told me about it, I was like, well, there's a lot of ways that you can help yourself and you can change the lifestyle. But first thing you have to do is you have to be aware that there is people out there that's in your situation, the same problem with you. And then you guys can share the experience and then get help.
Well,
so you don't feel like, you know, you're on alone.
Well, you bring up a good point. So what would you recommend for people to do, you know, if they're in that situation? Are there certain things that they should be paying? Of course, we have our, you know, our physical, our mental, our spiritual self. And, you know, those things are things that we have to take care of. So how can someone approach that issue, or are there resources they can turn to?
So first thing, it's actually three things, simple thing we have to think about. First thing is nutrition. Mm-hmm. The caregiver have to make sure they eat well. Right? Because, you know, that's something you spend all your time feeding the other person, taking them. But if you're not, and you forget to eat, you forget to take care of yourself. And then when you get too tired, you just govern whatever you have, what's convenient for you. And a lot of time, that is not healthy and it's not give you enough nutrients.
Yes.
Nutrition is the first thing.
You know, and just reflecting back, like when I was caring for my mom, that is so true because, you know, my mom had inoperable lung cancer as well.
Yes.
And so a lot of times, and I always say you're just in it, and you're going. And then you say, like, I'm going to get me something to eat. And then you realize you didn't even have time really to go shopping to get you anything to eat. Or you say, I'm going to run out and get some fast food, all of which is not healthy for you. And so it's this constant cycle that you're in of trying to care for that person and knowing that you need to care for yourself, and it can just become overwhelming and over inundating emotionally and physically. I was reading something that said that overexertion incidents were probably one of the leading claims in healthcare, in the healthcare system, for like even frontline workers, from lifting people improperly, you know, hurting their back, you get carpal tunnel, you get chronic back pain. And so while you're going through camp for your loved one and doing all of these different things, a lot of times you just completely forget to care for yourself. So Dr. Tran, as he was saying, just kind of share some of the things that maybe even you talked about, like in terms of just posture and maybe some other things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so the first thing we talk about nutrition. So eat well, sleep. You have to get a certain amount of sleep. And like I said, sometimes it's hard to get some sleep with caregiver, but then you can take a nap. But in my opinion, a nap is not something you can lay down for like an hour or 2 hours. So maybe 30-minute nap, just so that you have a quick chart of yourself. And then posture and exercise is extremely important. Now, when I say exercise, people are like, hey, you know, Dr. Tran, I don't have time for myself, but yes, I have a way. I actually have a plan right in front of me, because sometimes you say you're too tired to exercise, right? You don't need an hour at the gym. You don't need 30 minutes. All you need, I'll give you some example right here. Let's say, do you think anybody have time to do 10 squat, 10 push-up, and 10 jumping jack every few hours?
Yeah.
Everybody can squeeze out the time. It takes you like, what, a minute, 2 minutes, right?
Right.
So break it up. Let's say, you know, you have the morning come in, you have to take care of you know, let's say your loved one in the morning. But before you get out of bed, you get up, you take care of yourself and then personal hygiene. And then you can do, let's say, 10 push-up, 10 squat, 10 jumping jack right there and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you break it out to, like, say, let me do 3 times a day. So, like, 30 squat, 30 push-up. So that's 30 So that's 90 a day, right? If you do that 5 days a week, you know, a month, 30 days later, you have, that's how you slowly get up, get some exercise in. Because your joint, your muscle, they all get so fatigued, but they need to move because the moving, that movement helps the joint supply itself with food and amino acid and fluid, so they help you work longer. So don't feel guilty just because you need some time for yourself.
Yeah,
and if you feel really stressed out, take a quick walk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes outside. You can't afford it, but you have to you have to discipline yourself that put in a schedule that this is, I have to do some of it, somehow, somewhere in the day. I need some time for myself because, like I said, we need a plan that you have to go through for months, not just like maybe a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so that emotional part is really important too, right? Because it's an emotional drain too, and you know it can be really hard on you. And if you start getting depression, you know, you naturally don't move as well as you would if you were, you know, energetic and you know, upbeat. And you know, right. You're making me think about those. You know, so there are like a lot of relaxation apps out there, and you know, things that people can do just to get the mental stress off of that. And,
right.
Yeah.
But let's talk briefly about mm-hmm. depression. Just think like this. Just like if you have a saving account and you have $300, right? And you know, you keep spending it very little at a time, but all of a sudden when that saving run out, you have nothing, so you'll be starving. Same thing with our body, mentally or physically. If you don't recharge yourself every now and again, mm-hmm. You keep using your fight and flight mode, and when you're completely drained out in your adrenal gland, mm-hmm. you will crash. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to make sure we have to recharge ourselves every so often, just so that, you know, when you have real crisis. And like I said, when you care for a loved one, there will always be that instant of crisis. That, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? So at that instant, if you don't have enough backup in your body, you don't have enough energy, you don't have any little saving, you will crash and mentally. And then you start, you know, feeling regret and you start have everything just fall apart. So the physical exercise, because when you physically move your leg and move your body, then you can ease your mind. Because when you do physical stuff, then you stop thinking about mental issues, because we usually only allow able to focus your oxygen in one area at a time. If you're thinking too much, all the blood rushes to your brain and your head, but you start exercise your leg, then the blood go down to your leg. So just the physical exercise does help you, you know, remove thinking and stress mentally. And then that way you can balance yourself out just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, we have to have you on again at some point. I know we still have a little bit of time to go, but you know, when you were saying the nutrition, you know, for the last little bit, almost close to 3 years, I've become a vegan, and it has changed my, you know, whole body in ways that I really like. That I'm feeling a lot healthier. So that nutrition is so excellent, you know, so absolutely important. And the sleep, as you were mentioning, because if you're tired and sluggish, you can actually move in the wrong direction, right? Or twist a muscle or twist your back.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like Kisa said earlier about eating, let's say if you don't have time to actually eat properly, you grab whatever junk food you have. So you eat, but your body doesn't have the vitamin and mineral that your body needs to function. So you feel full, but then you get lethargic. And you actually bring more trash into your body. And over time, that's how you actually crash, because you eat, but your body doesn't get the food to help it repair the damage that, you know, we could put in through all the stress. So eating well, take some time for your stomach to actually digest, so your digestive system can actually do its work, break up the food so that you can absorb them. It only takes 30, 40 minutes, but it's extremely important. So you have to make that time to actually eat and give yourself a little relax while you're eating, so you can actually absorb the food.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that sounds is actually absolutely important. And, you know, one of the things, too, and Keisha and Dr. Tran, you know, I'm wondering, you know, when I hear about families where they have this situation where there's a caregiver involved, you know, and it's really kind of a strange situation where I always hear that there's one person that's actually giving all the care, and then other family members are sort of out there. So is there a need to have a family conference, or, you know, to sort of rotate the responsibilities, or, you know, do things that are, you know, working as a family rather than this one individual trying to do everything themselves?
Absolutely. Get emotional support. You know, sometimes, like I said, I'm an oldest brother, and then I'm from Vietnam. So a lot of time, Asian family, the oldest want to take all the responsibility. And sometimes we have this, like I said, selflessness, and we're like, I have to sacrifice. Yes. But you have to understand, you don't have to do that. Let's say if a family that have three or four children, right? Every single children, you know, have the right to take care of their loved one. So don't be hesitant. Don't be afraid to ask your sibling to help out. And then talk about it, because sometimes, you know, when some of this topic is very sensitive and we're afraid to confront and talk about certain things, but then if you put too much on your shoulder, you yourself collapse. So, yeah, ask your family, ask your children, and even talk to a friend. Talk to anybody just so you can release and decompress, because you do need that time to decompress so that you can do your work more efficient. You can do your part more efficient. Mm-hmm. And last thing is, how you look at yourself. Let's say there's a research that's shown that the caregiver who take their role at something that, you know, they're willing to do rather than it's a responsibility, they're actually aging a lot slower than somebody who feel like it is a burden on my shoulder. Because sometimes, like I said, we cannot choose our family, right? We cannot choose the same situation we're in. So when are we in it? We make the best of it. And that way, just how you look at, like I say, the glass half full or half empty, it does make a huge difference in terms of how quickly your body can get exhausted. Because I'm a Buddhist, so we have a belief that if you do good now, you know, you can earn faith for your children or for your future's luck. So if you had to be in that situation, like when I was taking care of my mom, it was a burden. I was in school. I had to take care of my younger brother, but at the same time, you know, this is the only way for me to pay back, you know, all the care that she gave me all those years to take care of me. It's my time to take care of her. So just looking at that different perspective instead of, oh, my God, I'm exhausted. This is how long this is going to drag on. That's not going to change anything. It just make your body more exhausted because you actually drag it out.
Yeah.
And so I think that part of it.
Yeah, and I love Buddhism, you know, and Siddhartha, and I've been studying it recently, and it's really absolutely a beautiful, beautiful philosophy of life and how we should be conducting ourselves as individuals as well. But that's for another show. It's a great topic. Any resources, Keisha or
YouTube? YouTube is the best resource. Just, you know, like I said, I looked up something earlier. So Keisha, you can actually, you know, get in here, but there's a lot of people post on YouTube for their experience. And
oh, YouTube.
Also, yeah, a lot of inspirational podcast. And there are a lot of people out there that, you know, in the situation that we are in. But if you look out, you might not feel so lonely because there is other people out there that help the same issues.
Oh, yes. Yeah, great. So we're going to close the show out now. But Keisha, thank you so much for being a partner, first of all, caregiver Keisha L. Jackson. And thank you for bringing Dr. Nguyen Tran here. And we've got to have him back and you back because this is a very important topic. And a lot of our veterans, of course, you know, were injured in wars and their families had to deal with this on a daily basis. So it's good for you to be on and tell people how to contend with this issue. And with COVID now, we also have people with chronic diseases that are getting worse. So we have to make sure that we are doing things the right way. But any contact information for either one of you that you want people to know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My number is 703-573-4773 is my office number. Mm-hmm. And you can go to my website, www.oc-rc.com.
Okay.
It's Optimal Chiro Rehab Center. Mm-hmm. We're more than happy to help in any way we can. Okay. And also the other thing is you guys should definitely try acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. It really helps with, you know, control emotional and even just basics,
physical
balance of the body.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.